Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. How are you? Matthew 11:12, I titled this message, For we wrestle. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. I read again, from the days of John the Baptist until now. Now, today, 24th or 23rd of April, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taken it by force. I pray for you today. May you not fight for irrelevant things in life. It's not for everybody. May you not fight for what will kill you. May you fight and wrestle for your destiny and possess your possession on earth in the name of Jesus. I realized that every great man, they have fought before they achieve that thing that they are talking about or that has made them to be great. Fighting or wrestling didn't start here. It started from heaven. So don't be surprised when there are fighting in the family, in the church, office, wherever you are. In this world, you will see Jesus who will continue to wrestle. See, when you don't want to wrestle, you become a victim. When you don't want to wrestle, you will be cheated. You will be ripped off. When you don't want to wrestle, God himself is angry with you. God hates Mumushia's children. I remember very well, as a growing child, none of my father's children can cry home that somebody beat them. My father will slap you and send you back to go and fight. I'm telling you, it's alive. It's alive. You don't cry home that, no. And if somebody come and report you that you beat them, you're in trouble again. So which one will somebody do with his life now? Praise God. Revelation 12 verse 7. And there was war. Where? It's only Pastor Paul that is here. Please face me and face me. And there was war. Where? If there is war in heaven, who told you there was no war in your life? Look, forget about motivation. No? There's no motivation on this side today. In this life, you are going to face battle. Unfortunately, if you are not prepared, then I'm sorry. When we're doing Boy Scouts, they say be prepared. That is our motto. Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel, they fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angel. Now, I thank God because the subsequent verse, he said, they won. I pray for you. Whatever battle you are going through, maritally, spiritually, financially, career-wise, your enemies, they are the losers in the name of Jesus. Don't be surprised when you have battles in your life. If I notice that the people and the children that grew up fighting, they are the ones that survive. All the children that are pampered with tom-tom, butter, pizza, and all this thing, they don't live long. They are pushed aside. We've been a fighter since when we were small. And that's why when I see people, they say they want to fight, I smile. I say, are you sure you want to fight? Okay, let's start. I pray into your future today. Every known and unknown battle in your life, seen and unseen battle, the Lord will fight for you. Thank God, the battle started from heaven. The battle didn't start in your life. And when the battle started in heaven, they didn't chicken out and run to hide behind God. No, they fought. So I'm teaching you today, it's time. to wrestle. Is there any confidence or is there any assurance that if I fight I will win? Come and see. Psalm 144 verse 1. God himself has taught you. The experience you are going through, they are teaching you how to fight. Are you listening to me now?
Yes, sir.
See, look at me. One of my sisters, everything about her was always delayed. And I would wake up in the morning, I would see her sitting down crying. And the Lord told me, teach her. So I sat beside her and I taught her, it's time to fight. You are intelligent. Everybody has gone to school. Your jam result is not out. Fight. That's what I taught my children. Fight. Fight for what is yours. Fighting is not about bouncing on the road. No. Fight. Face it. Carry God's word. Show God his word. Confront the devil. Confront delay. Fight. Don't fold your arms. There is a colorful future ahead of you. Can I pray upon your head? You will not disappoint your destiny. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands. You didn't read it though. I'm the only one reading it. So there is a word for your hands. And your fingers, they are going to fight. It is a lie if I stand there and I tell you that there will no fight. Let me tell you, the fortunate thing about this is that the battle has already been won on your side.
Amen.
It's only me and Pastor Paul. I say, I've been won on our side.
Amen.
I read for you in Good News Translation. I don't know what I said. So I say, Jesus is a winner man. You've heard it before. Jesus is a winner man. I am on the winning side. You are not sure. That's why you are not. You are afraid. Oh, you are on. Say it out. Good news. I win a man. Praise the Lord, my protector. Good news. You see, some of the things you are God is training you. He trains me for battle. He prepares me for war. Those things that it looks difficult. God is training you. Don't give up. This is not the end of your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The scripture shows us people that rose in life because they wrestle. Because they wrestle. See, you are going to wrestle. And I pray for you, you will not be a loser.
Amen.
Nobody just arrived at his destination without a pushing. Most times when you travel, you will see that even the plane had to fight through the air. And everything wants to bring the plane down. The law of gravitational pull wants to bring the plane down. And the plane had to pierce through the cloud to move to where it's going to. Look at me, my dear. Anytime you are going to make progress in life, there will be forces that want to resist you. This is only for 100 people. They are failed in the name of Jesus. Even Jesus, before he arrived to his destination, he fought from cradle to the throne. And at the end of the day, he said in Matthew 28 verse 18, all authority in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28, 18, has been given unto me. Power is not given. Power is taken. Power is fought for. When you don't fight for what is yours, you lose it. I want to pray for 10 people here right now. The battle your father failed, the battle your father lost, you will win them in the name of Jesus. Power is not given up. Power is collected by force. Kingdom come by power. By power. You want to marry? Get ready to wrestle. In fact, when your life is too simple, you are a suspect. You might not live long. When everybody was writing G2, when it's time for me to... I was the prefect of the school. When it was time for me to write G2, that day, I was writing G2 like this, and I collapsed. And they had to carry me home the day of G2. You know, they're not going to do G2 before you go to secondary school. I wrote my WAEC in tears. When I finished secondary school, everybody got a job. I got a job in Chevron. I was to start work on Monday. On Saturday, I was sick for 9 months. My battle has not just started. It didn't start now. It don't tell you where it starts. It's because I'm going to live long. Are you still here? Mark 3:27. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he's going to put cosmetics and put foundation. You are going to bind all bindables. You are going to fight the power that stop and mess your father and mother up. You are going to tell them this is a new and another generation. Yes, let me see your hand as I put something there. What order fail to get, you will collect it by force in the name of Jesus. Yes. Let me give you 5 reasons. There are 21 reasons why you must fight. Let me give you 5 most important. Number 1, why must I wrestle? Why must I wrestle? Why? Why can't I just sit down? You are waiting for breakfast in bed. You are watching Nollywood. You say, this is the type of marriage I want. Breakfast in bed. You have not brushed. Oh. Then after they have given you, they will now peck your head. Say, thank you. They will now carry you. Sweetheart, go and bath. Abby? They will say, this is it. Father, Lord, I claim it. You are claiming problem. Even Jesus was a carpenter for 30 years. Jesus, he says, sir, go and bring the nail. Which nail? 6 inches. For 30 years. He said, but God told me, yes, see, you will fight. Why must I fight? Number 1, you must fight or you must wrestle for your prophecies to come to pass. Some people, their prophecy met them in the graveyard. I want to pray on top of your head. Your prophecy and your glory will not meet in the graveyard in the name of Jesus. Carry your Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. This charge I commit unto you, Saint Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee. Prophecy came before you arrived. That thou mightest war. Why must I war again? The God that has spoken, can he not do it? He can do it. But God doesn't have time for weaklings. For every divine prophecy, there will be demonic confrontation for it. Does that mean the prophecy wasn't authentic? Mm-mm. The prophecy was super authentic, but you are going to fight seriously. The prophecy of your life will attract confrontation. It will attract enemy. They will fight tooth and nail to make sure you don't get there. But let me pray for you. Whether they like it or not, you will achieve them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will face influence you to frustrate your prophecy. Now people begin to ask, but you said God told you. Many prophecies failed. Not because the prophecy was not accurate, but because the recipient of the prophecy did not fight. After prophecy, you threw caution into the air. You now started enjoying life. From the time it starts, hear the Lord, to the time of manifestation, oh boy, permit me to say, Amo, you will fight. You will fight. You will fight. But if it's a bad prophecy, you don't need to fight. That one will come to pass if you don't do anything. Let me pray the two prayer points for you very quickly. If a prophecy will not come to pass over your life. Amen. This amen, I don't know. I say wicked prophecy will not come to pass over your head. Amen. As you wrestle, your good prophecy shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. My brother, it's not enough that you're in a prophetic church. Oh. Especially when you are in the will of God, the enemy will send agents, distractors, everything to stop you. Can I pray for you? May you be unstoppable in life and destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Does it mean God cannot do it after he has said it? After we say, we sit down there. God can do exceeding abundantly. Above. More than what you think. And I read from the Bible one day, he said, I've given you the land. Okay? He said, now go and fight. There are two controversies. You've given me the land. Put this in my hand. He said, no. Fight for it. When you fight for it, you will not know. You will know how to keep it. You will know how to protect it. What you got on the silver or gold. On the platter of gold. You just got it. You just married. You don't know. You just married. When you have to fast 21 days dry before you marry, you will keep the marriage. When anybody walk around the marriage, the tongue you will speak. But the tongue, ika, ilaba. You may say, hey, this tongue is not itilaiko. But no. You say, no. Kini, evoloshi, toma fekba, kongba, were. Because he didn't fight. What you have fought for, you defend it. Are you listening to me now? But you are not defending because you didn't fight for it. I know. Nimoriba. There is a level of mercy. There is a level of fighting. You got it by mercy. You will say fight to retain it. He said, no, God has given it to me. If God has given it to me, God will maintain it. God, it's God that's maintaining your face for you. Shall I continue? Genesis 15 verse 13, and the Lord told Abraham, Genesis 15, 13, he said, your children, you are going to spend 400 years. He said, thy seed, he said, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for how many years? 400 years. But you and I know they were there till Exodus 12:41 for 430 years. Why? 30 years is not a joke. Oh. Every extra years of suffering, every extra years of delay, in your life, I command them to expire now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me pray one prayer for you before I drop this microphone. Receive the grace to wrestle for your prophecy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Receive the grace to wrestle for your word in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. What is your name? Mention your name for me. Mention it loud. I'm not here. Mention your name. Let me hear you. You will not fail your generation in the name of Jesus. That was a prophecy that came for me when I was a young man. When I married, everything was fine. Until the day a man of God came to the church and went straight to Pastor Patrick. I said, "Is your pastor wife pregnant?" And he said, "I don't know. Tell your pastor that that woman and that child die." And that pastor came to me and said, "Sir, the former church I was going, the pastor said, if mommy is pregnant, that child is going to die before I married. God has told me about this child." So why? And I was asking God, is she pregnant? I've not seen that kind of thing before in my life. 9 months came, the baby didn't come home. It's not joke. It was battle. And when I saw that they want to be using my family, come here. I said, don't go anywhere. Sit down. I fought with sacrifice. I fought with prayer. I didn't fight with tears alone. That young man is going to be 15 years this year. Prophecy came that they are killing him. I said, that is your own. What God showed me is a whole baby. Most prophecy you have lost is because you didn't fight for it. Except God did not show me. When God showed me something, I stick until God tell me back off. I stand by you today to pray for you. Every good word that has come for you shall come to pass in Jesus' name. My dear, look at me. Don't give up. Look, if God opened your eyes to see the unseen forces that you are fighting, they are too much, oh. And that's why you need to live a righteous life. That's why you need to live a holy life. That's why you need to be connected to God every time. You can't afford to fail. Are you here? You can't afford to what? You can't afford to fail. Hey. It's either you succeed or you succeed. Can I pray for you? It will cost you something new. Are you ready to pay the price? 3 amen. You will succeed in life.
Amen.
4, we wrestle against what? Number 2. Wrestle for what? Number 2. You must wrestle to deliver a baton for your next generation. You must wrestle to deliver a baton to the next generation. Some of us, we are here, our parents didn't hand over anything to us except they told us about Jesus, and that's all. Get ready. This is only for 14. I hear 14. Now listen to me. What your parents couldn't give to you, may you give your children.
Yeah.
I didn't know you are here. Osha Misha. What your mama couldn't give you, what your dad couldn't give you, may you give to your children in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Please be seated. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46 to 51. It's just 5 points I want to give to you. You get ready to hear. God is generationally minded. God does not just deal with a man and leave him. Every man here, God don't deal with you and stop. No, God is generationally minded. You must be generational in your thinking. Anything you want to do, be generational. Come and see. I read for you. 1 Samuel 17. 46 to 51. This day, where the Lord delivered thee into my hands, and I'm going to smite you and take thy head from your head, take thy head from thee, and I'll give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and unto the wild beasts of the earth. that all the earth may know that there is God in Israel. Next verse. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved, not with sword and spear, for the battle is for the Lord, and he will give you into my hands. The Lord will put your enemies into your hands.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Next verse. And David put his hands in his bag. Is it not sweet to read the word of God? You are not reading now. And took thence a stone and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that his soul sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Next verse. So David prevailed. Mention your name there. So Femi prevail. May you prevail. I say, may you prevail. Now hearing you, may you prevail. We never heard of the name of David's father. I want to pray for you. May we hear your name in your generation?
Yeah.
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling, catapult, and a stone, and smote the Philistine and still slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Okay, it's okay there. Listen to me. I have realized that God don't just deal with one man. God wants one man to deliver to the next generation. Then that generation will deliver to the next generation. That is why, mothers, your work is wonderful. You are close to the children when the father is not there. Your work is to teach them so that they will be useful for the next generation. I want to pray for one person. I don't know whether you are here. May you never be useless to the coming generation in the name of Jesus Christ. When a man fails, a generation has failed. Can you pray 21 times? I, Olufemi Akiola. Hey, they are not in service. Let me face them online. I, Olufemi Akiola. I refuse to fail in life. We are going 21 times. Lift up your voice and pray anyhow. We are going 21 times. You can't afford to fail. When a man fails, a generation has failed. Spiritually, I can't fail. In ministry, in career, lift up your voice. I can't fail. Somebody pray here at all. I can't fail. I must deliver to my generation. I must deliver to my generation. Is somebody praying here? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you please sit down? I want to beg you. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. If I ask you the name of your grandfather, you might not remember. If I ask the name of your great-grandfather, you might not remember. If you look at your lineage and you cannot pick one or two people that really touched life, then just a big challenge for you. And let me ask you now. You, what are you going to give to your next generation? What are you going to give? You, I'm asking you now. What are you going to give? What would have happened if David failed? What would have happened if Jesus failed? What would have happened if Esther failed? All the Jews would have been wiped off. What will have happened? What will happen if you fail? Somebody say, I refuse to fail.
I refuse to fail.
I didn't hear you say it very well, loud and clear. Let me hear you now.
I refuse to fail.
Psalm 118 verse 10. all the nations compass about me, or me about. But in the name of the Lord. Yes. The nations, that means they are too much. The challenges, the enemies. This man had international enemies, national enemies. He had enemies in his house. He had enemies within the army. He won all of them. Help me with your name. Let me pray on it for you. No matter the number of battles you have, may you prevail over them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Verse 11. They compass me about. Yay! They compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Verse 12. They compass me about like bees, but they are quenched as fire of thorns. For wow! For in the name of the Lord, I will do what? Daniel. Three generations met him. First king, second king, third king. He kept on delivering to them. The mother of the king said, go and look for that man, Daniel. Can I pray for you? May your generation thank God you came in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey. Oh God. Am I in the right church? I told you. Life is not about being popular. Life is not about noise. Life is about what are you doing now that you will give the baton to the next generation. I told you, I said, you should pray so much. Fast so much, give sacrifice so much that your children will not need introduction. I have told you that I, Femi Akinola, will pray so much that by the time my children said, I am Akinola, which Akinola? Yes, and it's not a joke. What will you give to your generation? When a man fails, a generation has failed. Mention your name for me. I want to pray. You will not disappoint your generation. Sometimes you don't know that the battle you are fighting now is not about you, it's about your generation. And he told Esther, maybe it's because of this time you are there. Why should I be a pastor? This is not the job I like to do. I don't like this job. I don't like this job. Never. I love where God put me in the IT. But God said, which IT? IT, come. We are created for His pleasure. In wherever area God has put you now, what are you doing now to give to your next generation? Your pain, your tears, your delay, God is training you and teaching you. Be strong for your next generation. I am telling you that very soon, what you are going through now, people will read it. That there was somebody that came, his name was Paul. He did this, he did that. What would they read about me? All the 419 brain you think you have, it will be read about you. How you are using two people's head against each other, it will be read. Now, be looking at what you are doing now. It's a script. It will be read. What is your name again? Caleb. What you did, Caleb? One guy, Caleb, came in the years 1980 something. That guy now lay. Now, why you? It will be read about you. What do you call your name on that side? Vicky. One guy. If Vicky now winch the fly for night. Look at you looking at me. You can't do me anything, no? When I was saying good one, you were doing like this. When I'm saying bad one, you said, what are you going to do? I'll be equipped for this job. But you know what? May you give great things to your next generation.
Yeah.
Begin to think now. Oh. There are opportunities for me to blow. When I say blow, blah! But I look consequence. Look at the consequence. Then my generation. Then what will be written about me? No. No. I can't do this. If it's not God, forget it. Why must you wrestle, number one? Oshodi, okay. International passport. Why am I not hearing your voice here? Why must you wrestle, number one? You must wrestle so that your prophecy can come to fulfillment. Number two, why must you wrestle? To deliver to your next generation. Number three, why must you wrestle? It's only five we are going to. Why must you wrestle? You must wrestle, look at me, for your voice to be heard in life. Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 24. Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 24. You must wrestle for your voice. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach. In the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak. Are you there? The things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. I continue. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they had heard, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth, the sea and all. Please stretch to this auditorium as I pray for you. You will not die voiceless. You don't want to be. Let me try the second time. Maybe you pick it. You will not die voiceless. Any power assigned to mute your voice, any power assigned to make you useless, I command the power right now to expire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me try again. Power assigned to silence you, I command such power right now to go on exile forever in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, look at me. The devil don't care what you know as far as nobody can hear it from you. You might be very intelligent, but the devil wants you to stay and to remain and to die in oblivion. Somebody say, God forbid. You must wrestle for your generation to know you are born. They must hear your voice. Somebody say, they must hear my voice. You must wrestle that your voice must be heard by the people God has sent you to. When God sent Peter and John, they said, shut up. Any power assigning you to shut up, I command them to shut up for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why am I not hearing you? I command them to keep shut for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch out for the people that want you to be a local person. They will meet you. You are very gifted, but they say, don't tell anybody, so that we can have access to him alone. You will not die as a local champion. Check the Bible for me before I go to the next one. Luke 21 verse 15. Your generation must hear your voice. Your generation must hear your voice. My generation must hear my voice. Say it. Say it again, let me hear you. Say it again, let me hear you. Say it again, let me hear you. Say after me, I refuse to die voiceless. Now say after me, say in my profession, they must know I am born. I exist. I refuse to be born for nothing. You are not hearing me. I refuse to be born for nothing. Shout a big amen. My voice must be heard. Yeah, my voice must be heard. Luke 21 verse 15. The popular, they are not the greatest. Billionaires have been celebrated. They are not the only billionaire. There are unknown billionaires in Abba. Abba. In one small shop. Billionaires in dollars. They say even the beautiful ones are not yet born. The ones taking pictures are not the most beautiful. The beautiful ones said, they say, what is picture? I better forget. Oh God. If you are here, shout hallelujah. Luke 21 verse 15. For I will give you. I'm not here. I will give you what? Forgive me my mouth. Forgive me what? And what? Apollo. With all your adversaries. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. We did not hear your father's voice. May we hear your voice. You don't want the prayer, eh? In your profession, may we hear your voice. In music, in IT, in agriculture, in the medicals, in they will hear your voice. In business, they will hear your voice. If you are the one I pray for now, shout a big amen. That prayer is only for few. All the people that said amen, so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Oga, make sure your voice is heard. When your voice is heard, your generation will know you exist or you have existed. They will say, but where has he been? You say, I was preparing. See, a man called a daughter and he said, take this wristwatch and go to the people that sell wristwatch and find out the value. And the girl ran to the people selling wristwatch and he said, this wristwatch is just $15. Went back to the mother. The father said, no, go back to jewelers. He said, this wristwatch is $5,000. He said, no, take it to, and by the time she took it to the people that know the value, they said, this wristwatch is worth $5 million. Everybody look at me. Don't die where they don't value you. You didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? Don't answer me now. Don't answer me. I will be saying some things on Sunday. When you get home, you and your husband, you and the people in the relationship, you will sit down and talk. They say, you call it marriage. Don't die where? Oh, quiet, but don't die where? Because the things that people don't value, they will abuse it. Give a diamond ring to the person that doesn't value it. He will put it anywhere. Instead, give him panda. He don't know the value. Give that ring to someone that he say, what? This thing can buy a house. Now I pray for you. Let me pray for 150 people. May God take you to where you are valued in the name of Jesus. There are places you are in life, you die voiceless. So as you grow, you must make sure that your voice is heard. Preach in place and he said, where have you been?
but you don't make noise.
I said, no, all of us doesn't make noise. You don't make noise.
But there comes in time in life, you are not making noise, you are making sense. You will just drop your word. I've told you, don't strive to be popular, just fulfill destiny. The first thing you have to do, wrestle for, is what? For the fulfillment of your prophecy. Yes, they told you start the business. And all of a sudden, you are stalked. I said, but God told me to start. Maybe God has left this. No! Go back to the drawing table. God, what are you saying about this business? Have I failed? Have I made mistake? Number two, what are you wrestling for? Wrestle to give your next generation a battle. What would you give to your next generation? Number three, why must you wrestle? Wrestle that your voice be heard, so that the people God sent you to, Bible says, he went unto his own. He went unto his own. Many children are born into a family, but they don't receive them because they don't know where to them born. Many people have met their prophet, but they don't know the value because they don't know where to them get. Many people married a great woman, a great man, but they don't know which in them marry because they don't know. So the value was cheaper until it's taken from them. He went unto his own. His own received him not. Why? Because they don't know him. Can I pray for you? May your generation recognize you. They are not already here. May your generation recognize you. If you are the one I pray for now, let me hear seven amen and pack your blessings. Number four, it's life we are going, no. So we'll soon finish now. You must wrestle for your family. Wrestle for what? Carry your Bible, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. Our generation shall bless your name. Our generation
shall praise your name.
Nehemiah 4.
Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation.
What read KJV and NIV.
Your name.
You will not be the man that will make God vex for your family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 14. And I looked, and I rose up, and I said unto the nobles, and unto the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them, O. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. And fight for your brethren. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. And fight for your house. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Have you stretched your hand? I pray for you. The battle your father lost, may you win them.
Yeah.
Sit down. Every family has its own glory. Every family has its assignment. Look at me, my dear. Don't get carried away. You are on assignment. I told each of my children, you are born to do something in this world. And when they get to a particular age, I'll begin to ordain them. Go and do what you are born to do. Put your hand on your head. Let me pray for you. May you achieve what you are born to achieve in life in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Remove your hand from your head. You will not be a failure.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In every family, there is a type of glory that is different from each other. Just as we have the glory of the sun, the glory of the star, the glory of the moon. Each family has its glory. So when I see children, I say, wow. When I see another child, wow. That is why you must fight for that child. Not the way she wanted, but the way God has ordained it. Some say, she said, no, they are not children. Curb them now before they turn to cobra. Fight for your family. Let's get to a point. The one that you try for and he wants to pull you back, you drop. But your son, train up a child. Your daughter, train up a child in the way it should go. Finish it for me. When he has grown up, will not depart from it. You can't train your husband. You can't tame your wife. Yeah, she has decided, he has decided what they go do before they marry. But your children, you can do what? So, but you can fight. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your husband. The way you are looking at me is not good. The devil will want to steal the peace of your house. Manage it. Pray. Your daughter is going out 8:30. Coming back 10 o'clock. You are pretending as if you don't know. Your daughter is the one toasting boys. Sending boys. WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Sap. Sap. Can we be friends? You pretend as if you don't know. Your daughter is watching porn. You say, leave her. Oh, if she doesn't practice now, when is she going to practice? Don't worry. She will practice very well publicly for you. I say, but I they take them go to church. Not this church. Oh. Not this church. In your lifetime, your own daughter has four boyfriends. You say, what am I going to do? She has chosen her life now. No problem. It's because of her stature. You know, God created her supernaturally, magnificently, and stupidly. Don't worry. Don't worry. You are the one telling your daughter, you don't know how to walk. Walk like this. Are you not talking about Jim? You are the one. You are the one telling you, be on social media. Be on social media. You have to be on TikTok. You have to be on TikTok. You have to post here. You have to do. The best I can do is this. You will change 3 clothes in a day to be on Instagram. Every food you want to eat will be on Snapchat. And the parents are alive. Shall I continue? Now your voice is going down. I will have to continue now. Should I continue?
Yeah.
Your boy fine, where? He's bringing different babes into the heights, into the house. Hey, good evening, Mama. Good evening. What's your name? My name is Cynthia. What do you want? I came to see Brother Leke. Leke. Tomorrow. Hello. Who are you? My name is Mary. What do you want? I came to see brother. We brother Leke Tiada. What worry? Tiwa lalai. The third day. What do you want? My name is Baby. What do you want? I came to see brother. Which brother? Leke. You say I just thank God for this boy. Our guest come back. How come she here? all the glory of that boy. Dividend, you know, dividend. Shareholders, and those guys who are sitting there, shareholders, they collect it. By the time the boy is 25, he's puff-puff. No puff-puff. No puff-puff. It's not leke. What is the terrible? Leke where? As I'm preaching now, you are angry with me. I cover myself. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. God is looking for a woman that will fight for that house. Fight for your children. That their life will go as it is written. Yes, they are delayed, but they must not be denied. Yes, they are oppressed, but they will not be a victim. Fight. Fight. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. And I sought for a man. May you be that man.
Amen.
Oh my God. May you be that man.
Amen.
That will make up the hedge and stand the guard before me and for the land. Stand for your family. That I should not. Why should God not destroy that your family? But I found none. Who is interceding for your family? Who? The boy that's supposed to be interceding is there, useless. Your life only existed on the internet. You cannot pray for 1 hour. You can't pray for 1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour. Sit down and pray. Bible, you can't read. But if it is afefe, what is afefe in English? I need afefe If it is merriment, you will know that one. Thank you. You are there. You are available. But anything spiritual? It's five, thank God. I will say the last one and I will come out. Tap the person beside you for me. Tap him or tap her. Fight for your family. Tell him. Each person is doing as if he's writing. What are you writing? I'm telling him, Oga, now you are the top two. Fight. If he eye you, eye him and tell him, fight. For your what? Each of my children, when I was giving birth to them, God told me their names. And God told me what they are going to do. So when they grow and they want to deviate. One gave me a lot of trouble when she was growing. But now she's so awesome. I broke her as a baby. Can you imagine? I broke her. You just be crying at midnight. You want to kill me? I tell the mother, don't worry, I'll carry her. You don't want to sleep? Lie down. Sleep in the name of Jesus. I beat that girl so much, and I don't beat people up. She grew up and when they said, Daddy, you have not beaten me today. Oh, this is belt. I'm telling, am I lying? Ask Pastor Tim. He said, the first day her teacher came, that this is your teacher. My teacher, she removed shoe. The teacher said, yeah. Leave your teacher alone. Leave your teacher. But today, she's the best. In her school, they gave her the best behaved. Why? I broke her from small. You will not trouble me where you are. Somebody came and greet him. Good morning, sir. Better now. Get away. That doesn't mean I don't love her. Today, my children said she's the one I love most. Before I talk to people, I talk to her first. But people don't know. The second, the other one, I've not beaten them. Only maybe I touched her once in her life and she cried for 30 days. Because she couldn't believe that daddy touched me. I didn't. She said, daddy will not beat. And that day I gave her pop. She said, daddy beat me. Cry. First day, second day, third day. That was the last. Sonny, I have never touched him. The day I would touch him, he was bathing with water on his body. I sneak in. I look at the place that was very, very smooth. And I gave my desire. Appear. There are places you beat people hand cannot touch. I thought after I beaten him that he will not. When I was going, he said, "Daddy, you are going out. Thank you for beating me. Buy something for me when you are coming." That was the last time I beat him. So I don't beat my children. Why? I have broken them when they were killed. Like he pecked Roko. I don't know it in English. Look for interpreter. I broke them when they were small. Today they go to school. They come back home. And people say, "These children are so wonderful." Anybody can say, "Wow, these children." There is no wow. A garden has been cultivated before it's beautiful. May the garden of your family be beautiful. Yeah. Now I can sleep. I deliberately asked people that live with me. I left money on the chair. Oh, you know they see money? You don't see money? See, today I leave money on the chair. I have counted the money. I leave foreign currency on the chair. None of them stole. All the people that say, "Well, nobody steal my CC." As I'm passing, I'm looking. But now, I don't have to look again. I can sleep. When they say money lost, no. Maybe I didn't count it well. Fight for your family. Tap somebody and tell him for me, fight for your family. You are not telling him. Are you afraid of him? Let me say this. Fight for your family. Fight for your family. What is the first thing you fight for? For collateral. What is the second thing you fight for? Why am I not hearing you? You want me to break you too? What you are going to give to your next generation, you do what? Fight for it. The button. Number three is what? Your voice must be heard. You are a fashion designer. You are a fish farmer. Whatever you are doing, make sure they hear your voice. Not just your beauty. Your beauty will fade away. Your beauty cannot feed you in old age. Hey, God. That beauty will fade. All the sugar that is brought, sugar will drop. But what you have put on ground will continue to feed you. Number four, fight for what? Why am I not here? Fight for woman. And finally, fight. Wrestle to keep your fire burning. Give me oil in my life. Keep me burning. Give me all in my land. I pray. Generation of these children cannot know a lie, lie. Oh yeah. Kelly is not singing. What you tell me about? Keep me burning to the divine does not know the song. You can't know it because what they taught you. Give me all in my life. Keep me burning. Give me all in my life. I pray. I'm not hearing your voice.
Give me all in my life.
Keep me burning. Keep me burning to the close of the day.
Keep me burning to the close of the day.
Leviticus 6, 12 to 13. I see people demonstrating and advertising carnality. In our days, we advertise spirituality. But this generation, I don't know where they came from. It's all about them. Selfish bunch of children. And before they speak one word like this, they are the one that was speaking shabalabalabalabala. Lies. I'm telling you, in my generation, how many songs did you see them currently sing and speaking in tongues? Donnie McCorkey? What generation? They are the ones that we chant. I want Mali. Lying children. You can't do me anything, John. Leviticus 6:12. Why are you laughing like that? The fire. I'm not hearing you. Oh, yeah. Yes. Shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Hey, continue. And the priest shall burn what? Wood. Somebody say wood. On it. When? When? And lay the burnt offering in order upon it. Finish it off for me. Put verse 13 alone there. Everybody verse 13, read it. Let me hear you. Going to go now. The fire. The fire must ever, shall be burning on the altar. He said continuously. Look at me, my dear. You must wrestle to retain, to remain permanently on fire for God. There are many who started, but as I'm talking now, they have gone to the world to collect powers because they cannot pay the price. Many are called. You must wrestle to finish well. Can you pray for me and I'll pray for you? Point to me and pray for me that Femi Akinola, you finish well. Help me pray for me. Okay, let me pray for you too because you pray for me. You didn't pray my own very well. Say, let me hear you again. Now I pray for you. May you finish well too.
Yes.
My people said, Ibereki Shonisha, starting well is not good enough. You must finish well. Can I pray on top of your head? May you finish well in life.
Yes.
I read verse 13 again. The fire shall ever be burning. So anytime they meet you, they meet a burning fire. They meet you in the morning, you are burning. They meet you in the afternoon, you are burning. They meet you at night, you are burning. See, anytime you see me talk about Jesus,
so anytime you see me talk about Jesus, He's the owner of my soul.
Oh,
He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner of my soul. He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner of my soul.
The arrest of your fire is the arrest of your passion. The arrest of your fire is the arrest of your destiny. The arrest of your fire is the arrest of your fulfillment. Can I pray for you? Your fire will not be put off in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So what am I going to know a fire? Hey, a battle is coming. The storm is coming. The fire you have on the inside of you is the one that will sustain you. When some people want to travel, we begin to pray for them because we know they can't sustain anything. Few days after their traveling, they begin to decline. A man went to America with 5 of his children. As of today, none of them is going to church anymore, including his wife. He's no more a pastor now. Why? That once they traveled, they said, I don't want to be a pastor. What happened? Do you know why? Your fire must not be put off. You will say amen. You will say amen. Did you just say amen now? And every morning you must put wood. What is wood? Prayer, word, fasting, worship every morning. Any man
life, come and take
your place in my life. Come and take your place.
Don't let the fire in your life burn. Now listen to me. Worry, anxiety, depression, stress will come. Look at me. Come out of it very quickly. See, I hear you. Come out of it. You come and say, somebody come yesterday and say, sir, I read, I say, I'm a geophysicist. He said, we are not many in the world. He said, God called me. I've been doing this work. He said, I want to ask you, Reverend Femi Akiola, shalom shikpe me, did God say call me? Why? Things are bad. Things might be tough for you. Listen to me. Don't let your fire die. You hear what I said? Husband is not coming, don't let your fire die. Wife is not coming, don't let your fire die. Money is not coming, don't let your fire die. God has prepared your time and your season. Can I pray on top of your head? You will not miss your time. Am I praying on your head? You will not miss your season. Endure. Wait. Wait. Be patient. God is coming for you. He has not forgotten you. Why is my life difficult like this? Remember, once you can see breathing, there's hope for you. Bible said there's hope for a tree that is cut down. And remember, last year wasn't as good for you like this. Things are getting better. You are not there, but you will get there. Hold on. Do what? Hold on. Especially when you find that you are in the will of God. Relax. God has never started a project and dump it. People can carry you and dump you, but not God. When my father and my mother forsake me, help me finish it. So then the Lord will pick me up. Don't let your fire die. Fight for your fire. And bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my soul.
You see how so?
Worship His holy name.
Sing like never before.
Oh my soul.
For your fire. You see, have a soul. If you see, have a soul, it's not finished for you. Keep on being on fire for God. You are going to see things and people that are not doing up to you, but they have good results. Make sure that you are learned and you are updated in whatever you are doing. Don't say you are spiritual and useless. No. Be updated. Be current. Being current is the currency of life. Be current as a pastor. Be current as a musician. Be current as whatever, teacher. Be current. Be current as a nurse. Don't want to give somebody injection and you hold injection like this. Be current. Are you listening to me now? Be current. God is coming for you. God has not forsaken you. Fight for your fire. And when you say, why is their life better than my own? It's because your life is a special life. And God wants you to deliver something for your next generation. And you are going to go through a lot of bullshit, you know. But don't let those bullshit stop you. Yea, though I walk. But you won't die because there is still a table prepared for you. Can I pray for you? You will get to your prepared table. Life will not always deliver to you what you prayed for and what you wanted. But if you remember what I taught you today, wrestle for the fulfillment of your prophecy.
And God said it. I believe it.
And I said it.
With that, you go to battle with God and say, God, this is what you said.
God said
and
it.
I believe your word. Number two, wrestle to make sure that you give something to your next generation. Don't just come to this world and burn all the burnables. You burn Chidi, you burn Chibuzo, you burn Chinasa, you burn Chivita. There is nothing you have not burned. Don't just burn. Give something to the next generation. That's why you cannot die now. Because you have not finished your assignment. Number three, you must wrestle so that your voice must be heard. I preach to you here thinking Femi Akela is a nobody, but all over my children said, Daddy, we put your name on the net and your name is everywhere. We put our name there, our name is not there. I say, it's work. I say, I have worked for it. I say, keep working. As you are working, your name will be there. Among achievers, should I stay here or stay there? I should stay here. Among achievers, may your name be there. Number four, I said, make sure you fight for your voice. Don't be useless in your profession. And finally, number five, fight for your family. Then I said one again, fight to keep your fire. Rise on your feet and let us pray. Hallelujah. Rise on your feet and let us pray. If you are here today and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, there is no wrestling you will wrestle that you will win, because God is not on your side. So the first thing is, you have to come to Jesus. Come unto me, the Bible says, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, maybe you are here, you are watching me, then it's good you do that now. How do I do that? The Bible says, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So all you need to do is to say this word with me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible sinner. I repent from my sins and I forsake them. Please have mercy on me. Come into my life and be the master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. For you that said the prayer with me, I pray for you that the Lord, by his blood, will forgive you and wash you clean, decorate you, prepare you for his second coming, make you useful on earth, and you will make heaven at last. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray for you. Stretch your hand to this auditorium. In the battle of life, you will not be a loser. I say, I want to pray for you. And we used to pray. You are the one that is, but today, I mean, won't pray for you. Can I pray for you? I say, in the battle of life, you will not be a loser. The battle that conquered, consumed, finished your parents. In your lifetime and days, you will see their end in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are the one prophesy and spoken about that is coming to help that family. Your prophecy will come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you. Are you there? Are you there? I pray for you today that sickness will not terminate your prophecy. Your amen is not good. Mistake will not terminate your prophecy. Greediness will not terminate your prophecy. Selfishness, pride will not terminate your prophecy. Any wicked dragon, father side, mother side, that want to bring down your prophecy shall not prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Power to wrestle and see good days in your lifetime. Great days. And give great things to your next generation. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. May your voice be heard. I'm not hearing you. May your voice be heard. In your field, may your voice be heard in the name of Jesus. May you never be born for nothing. You will not be a pushover in life in the name of Jesus. Your maids will not walk over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay, may you be the ladder to your next generation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Generational battle will not overpower your life in the name of Jesus. You are born to be great. May you be great. And maybe you are there now. It seems you are in, they call it transition in life now. Maybe you are giving birth to children and it seems everything is just... Maybe you are training children and it seems everything is like this. After now, you will shine again. Somebody used to ask me, say, what about us that we are training children? Yes, don't worry. You are training the next generation. Don't worry. Your work is not... No. Don't worry. In that small petty business, can I pray for you? May God turn it international in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at me before I finish. How do I war with prophecy, war with prayer, war with fasting? I've told you the day you were born, stop eating that day. You are born on Friday, no food for you on Friday again. If you are medication, then fine. If you're on medication, fast till 12 or till 3 or till 6. Say, I hear you. Will you do it? I be your priest and they teach you. You are born on Tuesday. Tuesday, no food. That is the day somebody will now be doing dodo, will now be doing pancake. Say, I bind you and buy pancake. I will fast. You'll now be going to fridge. We open the fridge. We don't know. Fridge, we don't know. You are greeting the fridge. The day you are born, stop what? Stop eating. If you are sick, take medicine, be fine, and continue. It's a covenant day. War! Wrestle with prayer. Wrestle with fasting. Look at me. Wrestle with sacrifice. Give me my offering. When I finish packaging my offering, I begin to talk. I can't give this and fail in life. I will never tell people this is how much I'm giving as offering and rent the beggar. And I begin to talk to God. Sacrifice. Stop coming to the presence of God and say, I don't have anything. 0 times 1 million is zero. 1 times 1 is 1. But 1 times 2 is what? Then 1 times 3 is what? Three. But if your own is in 0, I have more. Surrender. All those useless songs you are singing in front of God cannot win your battle. You now begin to sing with tears. Angels are used to tears for ages. Wrestle with sacrifice. Wrestle with your vow. I continue praying for you. Unbelievers will never be better than you. Amen. You pray, you didn't hear me. I say, unbelievers in your father's house, mother's house, neighborhood, they will never be better than you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What you have cried for, prayed for, waited for, the Lord gives to you on a platter of gold. Amen. And I pray for you, when God has gifted you, you will not come down by pride in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever will make you lose God, but I will make you lose your salvation. Now, this is tough. You will not get it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Till you see Jesus, may you remain faithful. Amen. Put your hand on your chest for me. Your fire will not die. Amen. Now, hearing you, your love for God will not die. Amen. May you keep loving God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Immediately, I saw the rain falling. I said, it is half of the church that will come to the half of the church. Half of the church. Where are the remaining people? Rain. Madam, this weather is for 2. Efumini coffee. Then connect. The network is having a problem. Because you made it to church in rain, may you make it in life in the name of Jesus. Because you connected and you heard this word. This word will prosper your world in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I carry your life and I soak it into the concussion of the blood. That no waster will be able to waste you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. No waster will be able to waste you in life in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man.
Winner man, winner man, winner man, is a winner man all the time.
I pray for you. You will not lose that battle. You will come back with testimony. Father, we give you praise. Lift up your hands and worship him.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and dominion.